Hello, boobies. It's day three of Napod Pomo, and I have to admit to being a little disappointed. I said all those things yesterday, and the best I got out of people was, I agree with you. I'm going to have to start being more controversial. I'm going to have to think of things to say that people disagree with, just to get a bit of response. I mean, I don't do this to impress you or to say things you find interesting. I do this to rile you up, damn it. Anyway, I've got a new little bit I wanted to do at the start of the show today, because it occurs to me every now and then that there's a word that you never get to use anymore. And so my hopefully regular new segment will be words we don't get to use like we used to. And my word for today is hoodlum. You never get to use the word hoodlum anymore. So anyway, right, nothing more to say about that. If you think of any, send them to me. I'd love to hear those words. But what I wanted to talk about today, totally unrelated to hoodlum, I'm worried about the anti-science sentiment that's going around the world at the moment. And I keep seeing instances of it. And one that came to mind today was to do with organic food. And, I've had this rant with my wife, Ruth, R2 UK, also doing Napod Pomo, who we buy a lot of organic food. When I say we buy, I mean the person who orders the food and decides what to buy, that would be Ruth, buys a lot of organic food. And I've had this problem. When she buys something like an organic lettuce, I look at her and say, but it's a plant. Plants are organisms. They're all organic. I'd be pretty upset if you bought an inorganic lettuce. I think I might break my teeth. Anyway, so I appreciate that organic means something else in this context. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So she showed me today a little bit of paper that she'd cut out of the newspaper that talked about organic and what was good to buy organic and what wasn't. So I thought I might just read you a few bits off here and I have some comments to make as we go through. So this is split into sections that have clear advantages to organic, limited appeal to organic, and low benefit to organic. So under clear advantages, lettuce, the first one. Ordinary lettuce is sprayed with an average of 11 times with pesticides before it reaches the kitchen table. Organic lettuce should be pesticide-free, though it may have been tainted with chlorine during washing. Now, it gives all the appearance of information and fact and helpful, useful advice. But you see, now this is one of those things that I do that drives Ruth crazy. Whenever anybody tells me something, my first reaction is not, oh, that's interesting. It's, do I believe that? And this particular statement about lettuce is to my mind, remarkably fact-free. Okay, I learned that it's sprayed 11 times with pesticides, but it doesn't tell me what those pesticides are. It doesn't tell me whether those pesticides are actually harmful. It just sort of assumes that we all agree that pesticides are a bad thing. And, you know, it seems to me that we've been spraying pesticides on our plants for, you know, many thousands of years, and surely they can't all be bad. So I did a little bit of reading. Looking up pesticides on Wikipedia, looking for some evidence that not all pesticides necessarily were bad. And I found in the history section of pesticides on Wikipedia, it says here that the first pesticide ever used was sulfur. The first known pesticide was elemental sulfur used in ancient Sumer about 4,500 years ago in Mesopotamia. Fair enough. It then goes on to say that by the 15th century, toxic chemicals such as arsenic, mercury and lead were being used to apply to crops to kill pests. It seems this is not really very much in support of my assertion that not all pesticides are bad. So maybe I'm wrong about that, but let's carry on down our piece of paper. It says here, beef. Modern methods of rearing livestock may leave antibiotic residues in the meat. Okay. Do we have any thoughts on whether or not antibiotics in the meat are a bad thing? Probably they are. That seems reasonable. So we can carry on down here. There are actually some facts on this page. It's not all bad. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that this is just making some assumptions about some pejorative words like antibiotics and like pesticides that they seem to assume people will believe are bad. And I don't think that's necessarily proven. I may need to do a second boo today. I've just realised I've got a bit more to say and I'm not going to get it in. Yeah, let me stop here. I'll publish this and I'll do a second boo for today. Back in a moment.